St John-based pianist and composer Becky Reeser is bringing an immersive piano concert to the St John Arts Centre in July, exploring the natural world through her own compositions. The concert, which is entitled Stop the Clock, takes place on July 12th and involves Reeser's original music played live against a backdrop of large projections of the natural world, envisioned by Reeser as a space to slow down and reset. Reeser spoke with Local 107.3 FM about her compositions and inspirations, as well as what people will experience at the concert and the different genres of music explored.
Piano concert called Stop the Clock. Simply, it is a seated nature walk with live piano and floor-to-ceiling projections, and you come and you sit and you get to enjoy senses of what you see and what you hear and the little narrations along the way. A few years ago, I was living in a new place and I noticed that I felt really disconnected from myself. I felt out of touch both with my sense of feelings and also nature around me. So I was taking time on every morning with my dog to just notice what little things in nature would catch my attention and what would that do with the energy inside of me. And so I would kind of sit with that feeling and then think, how does that actually sound? If I would put that into music, what would that feeling sound like? That little moment that caught my attention. And then I would get my iPhone out and I would capture those things in nature that had also caught my attention. And that eventually became, I just actually did one piece without any intention of doing anything further. And I thought, oh, this is really cool. Maybe I should do more. And then it continued from there.
How do you describe the music that you play and what do you hope people will experience from the show?
I'm a classical pianist, and so all my music is rooted in that core language of myself. But, I mean, life is full of so many different genres of music that have infused me, from folk, pop, jazz, electronic music, choral music, all these different types of music. And I found with each one, these different moments that I saw in nature would cue a different sort of musical language that I knew, you know, experience that I knew, and there would be some sort of sound that seemed most natural to it. The sound is classically based, but with these inflections of folk or electronic or jazz or choral music or other genres. Within classical music, some pieces have a bit of my inspiration from Ravel, from Debussy, from Bach, from Philip Glass, from John Cage. I hope that when people come and sit down, they might feel like it reminds them of times that they've been outside and experiences that they've had in nature. It might give them a feeling of refreshment and feeling a bit lighter afterwards. And some folks actually tell me that it makes them think of a specific place that they want to go visit outside that they haven't been to for a long time.
Can you talk a little bit about how different elements of things you experience out in nature, in the world, how your music then reflects that, how you kind of like connect those dots?
Yeah, that's really the question. How does that sound? How does that connect to sound? I noticed, like, when something would catch my attention, for example, there was seaweed floating on the shore in a way that was completely hypnotic, and I would notice myself just standing there staring at it, totally forgetting about my dog who's on the beach running around, and then thinking, that actually creates this feeling that's fixing me there. In going to the piano, I would recreate that feeling. Music is a translation of a feeling or a momentum or an energy into sound. So I would try to sense how to translate that feeling it created inside of me while being fixated on it into something that was sound. My mom was a piano teacher, and honestly, my sister was taking lessons, and I copied every single thing my sister did at that age, including wanting to take piano lessons. And I would sit at the piano for hours pretending I could read sheet music. So I just kept doing it through my life. It was kind of my playground, I would say. It was something that I just did for a lot of joy, and eventually studied it. And actually, coming back to this project, having done it as, you know, undergrad and master's and as a work item, this was also a return to, hey, at some point I just did this for my pure joy and exploration, and can I get back to that in some way? When I just sort of stumbled upon doing this, I realized this is something that actually connects with me and helps me get my own voice out in a way that is not bound by those expectations. That's what makes my artistic voice speak more than what perhaps feels expected of classical musicians.
How would you say your voice comes through in your music?
One main part of it is that specifically for this show, every piece was an improvisation. So I did not plan it ahead of time. I experimented and then recorded my experimentations. And then from the experimentations, I would piece them together into compositions because I wanted it to be as close to that moment's feeling as possible. If it's of my own composition, like not for something else, it has always been some sort of moment that caught my attention, which could either have been nature or something else. It could have been an interaction with a person, or it could have been an event, how it impacted me. It's always been those moments that made me feel something really impactful that then I guess going to the piano or thinking about sound has been a way of I don't know about working through it necessarily, but staying with it and being curious about it and seeing what comes out of that moment. This is happening July 12th at the St. John Arts Center. It's a Sunday afternoon. You can come early and you can get a beverage and browse the galleries and have a concert and continue browsing if you like. Yeah, in the fall, I'll be in Rothesay. There's the St. Paul's Summerside series that they're doing. I'm playing there with the Omar Festival in Shediac and in Riverside Albert in a stargazing event. And there's a few more. They're on my website on the shows page, so folks could stay tuned there if they like. Having moved to this city 2 years ago now, I have been just blown away and so surprised at the openness I have found here. I've really appreciated the city and really appreciated the opportunities I've had here. And I hope that in sharing this project here that I can also contribute to the really lovely, vibrant arts and music scene here. And I'm really excited too to see how it will evolve.
Music is from Stop the Clock, composed and performed by Becky Reeser. The concert takes place at 2 p.m. on Sunday, July 12th. More information can be found at sjartcentre.ca, and tickets can be purchased via Becky Reeser's website, beckyreesermusic.com. Until July 1st, advance tickets can be purchased at $5 off with the promo code RESET. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.